Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegre Wood called Pentagon Labeled Anthropic a National Security Risk: What It Means for Your Business.
And it's a genuinely unsettling read, not because it's alarmist, but because the things Brett's describing have already happened.
Right. So let's start at the top. The U.S. Department of Defense has labeled Anthropic, one of the biggest AI companies in the world, an unacceptable risk to national security. And the reason is striking.
They refuse to let their AI be used for offensive military applications. That's it. They drew an ethical line, and the Pentagon's response was to declare them a threat.
Not to negotiate, not to find some middle ground, to label them a national security risk.
Which sends a very clear signal to every other AI company watching: fall in line or be shut out of the most lucrative contracts on Earth.
And here's why that matters for business owners. The article makes the point that the features that get built, the safety guardrails that stay in place, the ethical frameworks that get followed, they'll all be shaped by military priorities, not by what's useful for running a business.
So the AI tools we're all integrating right now, they're being shaped by forces that have nothing to do with us.
Exactly. And that's before you get to the second story in the piece, which is the Microsoft and OpenAI situation.
Which is extraordinary when you think about it. Microsoft poured billions into OpenAI, integrated it into everything. Azure, Copilot, the works. The whole deal was built on Microsoft having exclusive cloud access to OpenAI's best models.
And then OpenAI signed a $50 billion cloud deal with Amazon, Microsoft's biggest rival.
So now Microsoft is threatening to sue its own partner.
Brett's line in the article is worth quoting directly. The partnership you rely on today could be a lawsuit tomorrow.
Which is the thing that should make any business owner sit up, because we're not just talking about two tech giants squabbling. We're talking about the infrastructure that AI tools are built on. If that relationship blows up, the shockwaves hit everyone downstream.
And that's the vendor lock-in problem. Once you've built your workflows around a particular AI platform, switching costs are high. The vendor knows that. They can raise prices, change terms, or pull features.
The article describes it as being handcuffed to a sinking ship, which sounds dramatic, but it's quite accurate when you think about how dependent some businesses are becoming on a single platform. There's a third front in the article too, and it's the legal one: copyright. Yes, for years, AI companies trained their models on scraped internet content. Photos, articles, company data, all of it, without permission. And now the legal systems are catching up.
Both the UK and Australia have reversed course on copyright exemptions for AI training data. The UK initially looked like it would give AI companies a free pass, and then reversed that position after a significant backlash.
Australia rejected the exemption proposals entirely. So the models underpinning the tools businesses are using right now, they're built on legally questionable ground. And Brett raises a point I think gets overlooked. If a court rules that a model was trained on stolen data, content generated by that model could be considered a derivative of that stolen data, meaning you, the user, could face copyright liability, which is not an abstract risk. It's a real exposure sitting in the workflows of businesses who integrated these tools last month and gave it no further thought. So pulling this together, what Brett is arguing is that the AI ecosystem right now is under pressure from three directions simultaneously. Governments treating ethically rigorous AI companies as national security threats, corporate partners turning on each other, and legal systems across multiple countries questioning the IP foundations of the largest models. And the stability that most businesses assume when they build on these platforms, it's not really there. That's the uncomfortable truth of it. So what does Brett say to do about it this week? Audit your AI dependencies. Make a list of every platform and tool your business relies on. Then for each one, ask, if this platform changed its terms tomorrow, how quickly could you switch and what would it cost? If the answer is we couldn't, that's a critical business risk that needs addressing now. Brett also says don't consolidate onto a single AI platform. The Microsoft OpenAI situation is a live lesson in what happens when one foundational relationship fails. Distribute your exposure across providers wherever you can. And brief your team. The people using AI tools daily need to understand these platforms aren't guaranteed. Build the contingency plans now, before a crisis forces the issue. The full article is at anabu.ai, worth reading in full. And if you want to understand how your business is actually exposed right now, Brett offers a free AI audit on the site. A solid place to start. It really is. We'll see you next time.